The noticing hypothesis was first introduced by Richard Schmidt, and he claimed that nothing is learned unless it is noticed. So in class or otherwise, something becomes more salient or more obvious at a particular time, and yet this something was there the whole time. I can give a personal explanation of this. The word sheka. After a few months or weeks, I suddenly noticed this word, and I asked a friend of mine what it meant, and he explained that sheka meant to eat, to have a snack. Interestingly, for me, the nearest weeks after that, I thought everybody said sheka all the time, and it wasn't that people had said it more often than usual, it's just that I noticed it more than before, because it was something that was salient for me. How do we then help our students to notice? And in a classroom application, now, if they write, we can help. If students write, we can help them to notice. However, in a modern digital world that we live in, we also have access to video and audio recording, freely available programs that you can download and use for example, when your student is giving a presentation, or if a group of students are doing some kind of group discussion, and then allowing students to listen to themselves as a way of noticing what is being said, and you guiding them in order to notice.